welcome to another episode of The Automated Entrepreneur as we continue in our series 100 Things Millionaires Do. Today, the importance of having clear goals and a plan. Every noteworthy accomplishment starts life as a simple goal, a goal that turns into a specific plan of action. You see, wealth creation doesn't happen by chance. Planning is key. In a 2018 survey by asset manager firm Legg Mason, 77% of investors say they save and invest with specific goals in mind. If you're not the type of person who religiously writes to-do lists, well, you need to become one. Going with the flow and seeing what happens is simply not an option. It is a recipe for disaster. You'll end up spending all kinds of your energy on tasks and with people that aren't bringing you closer to your goals. Details and plans are going to become your new best friends, because planning is a decision, a conscious choice to be structured in how you use your time, your talents, your energy, and all your other resources. It's a process of leaving no stone unturned, of ensuring that you have thought out all the details. There's always room for good fortune and unexpected luck, but these tend to happen more when you're structured and adopt a planning mindset. So to put things into action, it begins with planning that starts with detailed goals. Think again about your financial goals. They might just be fluffy-sounding dreams, such as, well, I want $1 million, or I want to retire early, or I want a range of properties. Well, that's okay for a first rough draft, but there's no specifics to that. And this is why it's so important for you to engage in the SMART Technologies framework. For each goal, you want to ask yourself, are they specific and clear enough? Can you measure them so that you can manage what needs to happen? Are there actions that are specific to catapulting you forward? Can you review them regularly at the end of every week, every month, every quarter, every 6 months, and certainly every year? And can you build a tribe to assist you in accomplishing your goals? SMART, S-M-A-R-T, each of those tips is part of the framework. You need to take each goal through that process. You need to write down your answers. You can now rewrite your goals as detailed plans, because a vague goal is not likely to happen. Let's say that you have a property goal to create $1 million in a portfolio. And let's say you want to do that over the next 5 years through buying a number of small buy-to-lease properties. And you want to do so in university towns. And you want to take bank mortgage financing for these projects. And you use the deposits that will come from your savings. Do you see the details that are involved in that one particular goal? You have to see it clearly before it can ever happen. And then you need to put on your project manager's hat. You can create more detailed plans for every SMART goal by breaking down the tasks into quarterly or even monthly targets. And you might benefit from creating a certain chart, which is called a Gantt chart, to capture the tasks and activities that you need to carry out, which is typically by the week. So folks, it all begins with having goals and creating a detailed written plan. Without a blueprint, your odds are diminished greatly, but success can be had with a little planning ahead of time. And that's today's episode of The Automated Entrepreneur.